Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about one of the most important aspects of business that if you get right, it's not only going to help you build a very successful business, you're going to be very, very fulfilled and you're going to help a lot of people. Get it wrong and you'll end up static, unfulfilled, and frustrated. Now, the subject that I'm going to cover today is called the one thing. And it is the one thing that I have focused on for so long. In fact, it was the one thing that enabled us to build our business to seven figures and beyond. It's one product, it's one offer, it's one service. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, so many of you get to a point where your business is, let's say you've got 10 online clients, let's say you've got 15 PT clients, and you think, I'm really struggling here to get any more clients. Maybe, and this is very common, maybe the problem is that my price is too expensive. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a cheaper program. I'm going to create £100 a month online coaching as opposed to £200 a month. Give two options. And that's going to help my business grow. As a PT, I think I'm going to start putting some ebooks out on social media and start trying to sell some $9.99 ebooks. Or I'm going to now try and focus on some group training because a lot more people want group training. And what this ends up doing is diluting your attention. It ends up really, really confusing your audience. It ends up taking you backwards. Because what you're now doing is you're marketing different things and giving people different options. And when given the opportunity, people are going to go for a cheaper option, which means your profit margins are smaller, which means you now then realize, oh, people are going for the cheaper one. So you start marketing the cheaper one and the other one starts to suffer and the service that you're giving to those people starts to diminish. And as a result of that, the people that were originally in your slightly higher price program are now disappearing and now you're stuck between marketing one or the other. Your attention is split. So what do? Well, looking you in the eye at the moment where you decided to go with something else was there is a problem with what you're doing currently now. Now, we have coaches, honestly, making 20, 30, 40,000 pounds a month plus with one product, one offer, one business. What makes you think that by earning 3, 5, 7K a month, they're doing something wrong and you diversifying is doing something right? I've heard of, you know, online coaches thinking, oh, well, now I'm going to start a clothing range for my clients and they've got 20, 30 clients. Maybe I'm going to start a supplement range. They've got 3,000 followers on social media. Anytime you start anything additional before one business is successful, you will stagnate the other businesses and they will not become more successful. So what is the thing that we need to start looking into? Well, we need to start looking at why. Why are things not moving forward? Is the target audience bang on? Can't tell you categorically that I'm 100% certain. Could be a problem. So this is like an audit, right? Am I consistent with my marketing and my lead generation? Am I consistent with the quality of results that I'm putting out there? Not really. Great. There's your second bit of audit. Am I driving sales hard enough into the business from the results that I'm posting? I could be doing more. So what you've noticed is that The reason why things aren't progressing in your business is because you're not progressing the areas that you know are limited or limiting. So you've got your leads, your marketing, you've got your sales, you've even got service because clients may be leaving as a result of not achieving or receiving the highest level of service because you're now diluted onto something that's going to make you a tiny profit margin and your attention is going elsewhere. So what we've got to do is we've got to say, well, what will make my business world-class? What will make my results world-class? What will make my service world-class? What would turn my marketing into something that more people learn from, engage with, and buy from me? Now, this might mean joining mentorship programs. This might mean studying marketing or having mentors in different fields. Because every time you do an audit of your business, some of the things I've just pointed out to you right now, if you audit your business, and some of these areas that you point out, you give yourself a score of 50 out of 100. You give yourself a score of 25 out of 100. If you got them perfect and you started to spend all of your time perfecting each area. Okay, Instagram, I'm getting 25% engagement on a post. Can we get that to 35? If we get it to 35, there's more people on it. If there's more people on it, there's more conversations. If there's more conversations, then there's more book calls. If there's more book calls, then there's more new clients. Every month I produce about 1 to 2 results in 28 days. Well, what are we doing with the clients that we've got right now? Who could become an incredible result in under 28 days? Who could we drive to work harder? That person and that person hadn't considered that, not working hard enough, not focused on one thing, one business, one offer, one product. That person starts to get better results. The results are posted on your page. The eyeballs on that post improve. The signups improve. The new clients improve. Now, all you're doing constantly is auditing and improving the current business that you have. The reason why most people get distracted, they're just looking at other things and they're going, that looks quite a lot of fun to do. I'll tell you one of the things about business. Once you've designed the business, the grind then begins on that one business, one offer, nailing it. When you get distracted, it's because it starts to become difficult. It starts to become the same. And as it becomes the same and you keep working on the same business, you start thinking, there must be an easier way to make money. There must be an easier way to get attention. There must be an easier way to get clients. The easiest way to get clients is to turn your business into something that is world-class, to turn your business into something that's getting great results. So when it comes down to it, from you to me or me to you, you've got to focus on the one thing. You've got to block out distractions. There will be people advising you to do something different. There'll be people advising you to bring in a lower priced program. There will be people advising you that you could bring in a higher priced program. I wouldn't even allow anyone to even entertain the idea of creating a secondary income stream before they've reached 20, 30K plus per month. So if you're watching this or you're listening to this and you're around 3, 4K, and you're starting to get distracted by other things, trust me when I tell you this. We have a lot of coaches inside our scale program, all growing one product, one offer, one business. If you speak to other entrepreneurs, they will tell you one product, one business, one offer. If there are business people out there telling you that you should be adding to your income stream when you know that you haven't squeezed all the juice out of the one, then it is incorrect information. You develop business maturity. You develop an ability to manage multiple things. But you can't manage multiple things when you haven't learned how to manage one up until now. Now, this piece of advice I want you to take on board. I want you to really understand and I want you to delve into your current business. I want you to do an audit on the lead generation marketing. I want you to do an audit on the systems, the coaching process, an audit on your marketing and engagement and booked calls and new clients that you're signing up and say, what could be pushed up a gear 25%? Now that 25% will yield return into the business. You'll get more clients, you'll get better results, you'll make more money, you'll remain more focused, you won't be distracted, and it will take you to where you want to be. Take my advice. Don't get distracted. One product, one offer, one business until you've hit a minimum of 30K a month. You can do it. You're allowing yourself to be distracted, pull everything back in line, and I guarantee you'll progress. Now, if you found this video episode, or you've listened to it on iTunes, if you found it helpful, then please do me a favor. On YouTube, click like and subscribe. If you've listened to it on iTunes, then leave me a review or go to my stories on Instagram. Just tag it. Help more fitness professionals see the episode, see iTunes, and help them go on to achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.